Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Following an alleged incident of extremist preaching at Epping Boys High School, New South Wales Premier Mike Baird swiftly rushed to order an audit of all New South Wales high school prayer groups. This is despite many concerned students and parents arguing that the alleged incident was a complete media beat-up of a simple misunderstanding between two students. A picture has recently been released on social media of a letter from a Sydney high school requesting that the names of all students attending prayer groups be kept in a register. The letter also requests that parents give consent for their children to pray. Now, Mike Baird has said that our schools should be and are havens of tolerance. But a question many Muslims have been asking is, wouldn't such an audit on prayer groups only encourage intolerance?
I don't get this at all. It's another nanny state overreaction. I don't see what does the audit achieve?
It's no secret that Muslim students who are required by faith to pray 5 daily prayers are already uncomfortable to pray in public. And this move is surely only going to make things worse. It will not only deter students from praying, but also increase the likelihood of them feeling exiled amongst their school peers and open the doors to discrimination. Little to no information has been provided as to what will such information be used for, and neither do we know how such an audit will actually deter extremism.
You know, there's no evidence whatsoever that teaching religion in schools has led to violent extremism in any way, shape or form. So there's no evidence of that whatsoever.
Does the New South Wales government have evidence suggesting that prayer somehow leads to violent extremism? And if so, what's next? Should we expect that mosques now carry a register of all their regular attendees, as does the Syrian and Egyptian regimes? It may be of interest to the government to note that while we are busy monitoring prayer groups in school playgrounds, a new shocking study just released identifies that 1 in 13 children aged between 12 and 17 are seriously considering suicide, while 1 in 20 has already picked a place to do it. What measures have been taken to save the lives of our high school students from falling into suicide? At least in this case, there are established facts to back up a much-needed response. There are many unanswered questions, and the Muslim community awaits a response.